Do you feel like it's a huge effort to speak? Do you ever find yourself straining or getting hoarse or actually having discomfort in the way you sound or speak in your voice? Has anyone ever mentioned it? Have you ever felt it? This video should give you some tips that you can use in order to try to reduce that and sound clearer and speak with more ease. That's the idea, right? Because over time, those things that make us strained can cause a lot of damage, and we don't really want that, do we? Do we? No, we don't want that. So here we go. Number one, hydrate. This, I didn't have to drink the water to show you the hydrate. That's terrible, but you know what I mean. Our body is our instrument, is our voice. The human body ideally wants to have a certain temperature and a certain moisture in order to function at its best. I heard that the islands off of North Africa, which are owned by Spain, the Canary Islands, have the most perfect, optimal temperature and moisture for humans. And so I'd be curious to know if there's any tests done on the effects on people's voices from living there. Actually, I'm not that curious. It sounds like a silly thing to focus on. But what I do know is also, as a guitarist, guitars really, you can see them act to, when it gets colder outside, the heat has come on inside, and so it becomes drier. And because of that, the guitars start to warp. Also, so you put moisture in them in order to save them through the winter. But then temperature as well, if it's too hot or too cold, can also really have an effect on the wood. So wood really responds to temperature and moisture, as do our bodies. And so by making sure that we're hydrated, means that our body has enough water to regulate our system, therefore keeping it as it should be, optimally. People drink a lot of coffee, people drink alcohol, people drink juices and sugars, but they don't always drink pure water. Water sometimes with salt in it if you're dehydrated, or electrolytes, but just good old fashioned water, it's perfect. And now if you have to perform, or if you've got a speech or a singing performance coming up, you don't want to be drinking water at the time. You need to be hydrated the day before. So some of the effort and the strain that we feel is because we're not hydrated, and therefore when we do get, we get dry for many reasons. It could be just the what we've drunk that day, like coffee. It could be adrenaline as well, because that can really dry us up or make us feel that way. And so some of this strain could be relieved if we just had enough hydration in our system. So take care of yourself every day, but the day before a performance especially. Make sure that you've got your electrolytes, your waters. You could even, you know, go some way to having, you know, what magnesium, potassium, you know, that's in a banana might provide some electrolytes along with your water. So I don't know if that's factual or scientific, that having a banana will help hydrate you, but actually good nutrition, like good hydration, is always going to be better for your body, therefore better for your voice. But hydration is key number one. Two, and I'm not going to go through it in this video because I've got lots of them on this channel, but it's to warm up. You should always be warming up your voice before you use it. And if you are to give a lecture or speak or sing or a concert, for any period of time, warming up your voice is going to be essential to stop strain. You're ready to use it, your body is warm up. So if you're hydrated and, again, warm, like temperature, your body doesn't respond and your voice doesn't respond so well when it's cold. You start pushing through, and we don't want that effort. We want to be able to speak relaxed and effortlessly. So by warming up, you'll alleviate the option to become strained. So check out this video. It's a full body warm up and articulation. That's really good. It doesn't take too long. You can do it daily, and or just when you need to, really, but daily is better. And this is going to help you to warm up the voice and alleviate strain. So hydration, warming up, first 2 points. Okay, so for the third one, I'd like you to understand a little bit more about the vocal folds. The vocal folds are made up of ligaments, cartilage, muscle, and they move. They essentially sort of move back and forth. Well, they actually kind of undulate, but they kind of, they vibrate. Let's say that, when air comes through them. And this is what causes the tone, the sound that we hear. The notes are formed by this movement, this vibration, like a reed. You know, when you hear people play instruments, reed instruments, it's, there's this thing that moves. And that's really what's going on with your vocal folds. in a sense. That's simplified version, okay? So don't tell me off if I'm not exactly accurate. I just want you to understand that it's this movement that, and this friction, if you like, that creates the initial spark of sound that then gets resonated through the rest of our vocal chamber and out into the world. And much like if we're not hydrated, sometimes the way we allow air to escape when we're speaking, or even how we breathe in, can have an effect on those vocal folds, because they should really be moist, ideally. And again, hydration there. But I work as a singer. I do a lot of work as a singer, and I have done my whole life. I enjoy it. I love it. It's one of my passions. I don't do it for a living because simply I think I'm just a bit too old and ugly. I don't understand why people don't like my songs. If you would like to check them out on Spotify, there you can find a link to them. There! I've got a couple of videos online. I don't promote myself as a singer. That's the issue, and I don't go out and do it. Since COVID, my playing live career has completely stopped, which I'm a bit sad about, but we're not here for my therapy session. We're here to talk about vocal onset. So, vocal onset is how you approach the voice. So, how the air starts to create sound through your vocal folds. I am from London, and I often have a vocal onset which is stop, start very quickly. Hello, hello, oh, oh, oh. That starting and stopping is almost like a gate shutting. There's a bit of pressure that's put in there in order to stop the air, then release the air. Stop, 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 start, stop, start, stop, start. It's called a glottal stop. And so that's like a really hard way to stop air and to release air, because it kind of punches out a little bit. It's sort of blocked up and then jumps out. The opposite to that, on the other end of the spectrum, is where you hear breath. Hey, how are you? You see, like, air comes through before the sound is made. So, like, air's going through the vocal folds before they come together and make that vibration which creates the sound. So, it's drying them out before they're getting a chance to work. You're actually sending too much air through, in a sense. So, what would be ideal, this is for singers and for speakers, so take note, is that they come together just as air is moving through. So they're not stopped and then air explodes through, and it's not just really breathy and then drying them out and then they come together. It happens at the same time. So a little exercise we can try to try and sort of find that and actually hear what we're doing is to start with a glottal stop. Now I'm not just stopping the airflow. I'm by my source from my diaphragm, I'm actually stopping it here in the glottal. And you can hear it jump out. A glottal stop doesn't have to have that big jump, but it can do, and it can actually cause a bit of tension and a bit of strain. So that's one end. We'd try this. Feel it. Now we're going to go for the opposite end. We're going to breathe and then bring the vocal folds together. How? What we want to try and do is find the balance between the two, so the sound comes together at exactly the same time as the air moves through the vocal folds. Let's bring it back from over breathy. How? We say the word how. How? 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 See that? How? We want to reduce that. How? 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 How now, brown cow? And so, yeah, it's a bit tricky, but it's worth understanding, because it could be that if you're, again, vocal folds get dry, you feel like you're pushing and doing more work in order to get the sound. And it could be because of you're using too much air or letting the air escape too much. Also, when you breathe in, which I do as a singer, as I mentioned earlier. So when you breathe in, Well, A, you could breathe through your nose, but it's still going to go down through the same chasm into your lungs. But snatching air is seems to send through cool. You know, if you wanted to dry out your mouth, you could do that. And it's not really going to really benefit your voice by doing that. So taking the time, you could open through yawning your vocal folds, breathe in gently. And I understand this is why it's a problem for me, because I snatch air, because I speak quickly, because I think quickly. So, but this also feeds your anxiety levels. So it's multifaceted. It's not only better to stop straining your voice, but it's also good at relaxing you. And actually, if you're relaxed, then there's less strain in your body, therefore less strain in your speech anyway. So it's a good thing. Practice this vocal onset, the glottal stops, the breathiness, and try and find that nice balance in between. And also try to notice what you're doing and if you could improve on that. Next point, keep it out of your neck. This is a postural issue. A lot of people speak and jut their head forward. They put themselves into what they're saying, and it comes from up here. And there's tension in the neck, the shoulders go up. This can sort of not only seem a certain way to others, like it's sort of forceful and attacked, but the effort that you're putting in is in the wrong place. And so what we need to do is kind of first consider, you know, relaxing our shoulders and trying to, you know, realign our spine the way it should. Because let's try to remember that our voice is a very delicate instrument. And it's the end of a very complicated kind of system. Our head floats on top of our spine, okay? And so our jaw drops off, hangs off of that already floating skull. And then the muscles and the vocal apparatus are kind of dangling, if you like, in between these places. And these, so it's a very delicate thing. And if there's any tension in your neck, shoulders, or if there's tension in your feet, in your legs, in your glutes, in your core, anywhere, it's going to end up at this last, think of it as a reverse tail, not the tail that comes out the back, but a tail that comes up the other way and ends with your voice. Just consider this. Can you do more yoga? Can you go to a Pilates class? Can you do things that are really going to promote a better alignment? Therefore, when you're more comfortable standing or sitting or wherever you need to speak, you won't feel like you have to put it in to your shoulders and your neck. The work will happen down here. The air, this is the source of your energy for your voice. Everything else should be as relaxed as you can make it. Of course, you need some sort of tension in certain places. We need tension in our bodies, otherwise we'd fall over. But we want to sort of start to connect the voice from the voice source, and that is our lungs, essentially. And lower down in our body. So to be able to do that, I think one great way is to just completely relax your shoulders. Just drop it, drop your jaw, make everything, drop your hands, relax your belly, and try a laughter. Ha, 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 ha. Not ha, 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 but ha, ha, ha. Can you make the sound without moving anything up here? So have your mouth open just enough as it falls itself, everything else relaxed, belly relaxed, knees relaxed, bum relaxed, everything. It shouldn't be affected. You see, even though I move this around, because the energy source is controlling that, these things don't have to do any work. And when you put strain up here yourself physically by your physical action and your alignment and posture, you're actually restricting, you're actually causing the restriction through forced tension and effort. The effort should come from down here. This should be nice and limber and loose. So my final point is to relax. It's not only just work on your posture, but find that relaxation. Find how you can stand still, comfortably, relaxed. What is it you need to do? Like I said, sleep more? Do you need to be more hydrated to relax? Do you need to go and get a massage? Do you need to do some breathing exercises? Find out what it is. Take it out of your neck. Put it into your power source, that is your diaphragm, essentially. And have a nice day. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now.